no, fool me once.
Yeah.
No, I'm not doing that.
Tastes like shit. You want to try it?
Another edition of the Falls Cast, brought to you by the Falls Tree Press in beautiful Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. Beautiful is the right word for it. Mm-hmm. Yesterday was horrible. Yesterday was windy. Today the birds are chirping.
Yes. Welcome to Ohio.
The sun is shining. Yeah, sunshine.
Blue skies. Yep.
We're recording on Sunday, March 26th. We're here with some of our favorite Falls casters. Now that everyone's here today. We skipped last week, wasn't much news. This week, we're starting a little later, but we got everybody back.
We do.
And we all survived the wind blasts.
Oh,
we
did. I blame Kathy. It's all Kathy's fault.
Thanks, Kathy.
There you go, Kathy.
So, as you said there, we have Kathy.
Hello.
We have Mike.
Hello.
We have Jen.
Hello. Howdy doodly do.
We have Suzanne.
Hello.
And we have Steven.
Hello.
And we have Bart.
Bart.
I'm just going to talk about myself in the third person from now
on. I love it.
I am Groot.
We don't need that kind of language, Mike.
I am Groot.
Oh, my.
Be sure to check out our website where new articles are popping up. I just published one this morning written by Alex.
Oh, Alex. Blast from the past, man.
He attended Toto's concert recently.
Oh, cool.
Toto.
Wow. Somebody remade their song. I heard it on Alt Nation recently. The Africa one?
Yeah, everybody has.
Okay. Who was it that did that?
Blink 182 or Weezer or something.
It was probably Weezer.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Blink 182, they're old school. They're even too old to be on Alt Nation because that's like.
No, Blink 182 is on there.
Really?
Yeah.
Modern stuff?
Mm-hmm. That's hilarious.
It's like classic rock now, you know?
Yeah. Oh, gosh, I know.
Old.
Yeah, the Africa We're song. Old. That's really popular with the younger generation, that song.
Really?
Yeah.
They're rediscovering.
Because we had cool music.
The old music is becoming new again. Hey, this stuff is actually better than the shit we're hearing now.
Oh, it's classics now. Oh, my God. Yeah. We're old. When Toto's a classic.
Yeah.
Nirvana's the classic.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
They're blessing the rains down in Africa. That's what it is.
I don't think Nirvana's a classic.
It is.
What's considered a classic? 30?
Which is Nirvana.
Wow. Yeah.
That's 90s.
That's right. 90s. Think about it.
Yeah.
In the 80s, think about what 30 years before, like, let's the 30-year-old music in the 1980s was 1950s music.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. You know, when we were growing up, classic rock was just 70s music, and we were in the 80s. Mm-hmm. That's only 10, 15 years.
Mm-hmm. That is true. That's true.
Dang.
Ugh. All right. Where's my walker?
Yeah.
Then you have the problem of somebody just released, like, essentially it's a parody of Blue from Eiffel 365, which came out in the early 2000s.
Like that song,
well,
too.
But no one realizes that it's literally just the same song because no one remembers it.
It wasn't popular long.
I'll listen to Alt Nation a lot on Sirius XM, and I'd say about a third of the songs are like, it looks like, sounds like rehashed pop sound. It's just like 90s shitty pop, early 2000s shitty pop. It's fucking, it was crappy then. And the same, this new sound that they came up with, it's like the thing. And I'm like, it's fucking garbage. I mean, this is what with garbage. I used to change a channel when shit came
on. What are we talking about? Britney Spears or who are we talking about? Pop shitty music.
It's the sound, just the way it sounds, the lyrics and the rhythm and the
genre,
the tonality, the genre, that what it sounded like. It just sounded like crappy pop.
Hmm. Everything comes back around, I guess.
Well, now
I wish I kept my 90s clothes for my kids because I think it's like, man,
yeah.
I go, this is cool. This is in. Yeah.
Yep. Grunge.
As for interviews, we should be having some of those coming up here in the next couple episodes.
Really? Tell us about it, Bart.
For our next episode, depending on when that is, because I have the interview scheduled in a couple weeks, conveniently on the day after I'm getting moral surgery. So this interview.
Oh, that should be good.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know about that. You hear like this.
Thankfully, it's only one tooth. Thankfully, it's only one tooth, and it's, it's like the next day evening.
Oh, okay.
So maybe by that point, But I will be interviewing Danielle from Shelf Life.
Yay!
And with her, Danielle from Cogga Falls Library.
Ooh. Oh! Don't get them too confused. Yep.
So we'll be talking about the second annual Lit Fest.
Yes.
It's lit.
So excited.
But then I also, last weekend, I stopped in at New To Me Clothing on Front Street.
Yes. Cool.
And I haven't, that was the first time I'd been there. But I talked to Johnny there, and he's going to get back to me. And here in a future episode, I should have an interview with him.
Oh, goodness. That's cool. We haven't been on a roll.
We haven't seen that, been in that shop yet.
Which one?
It's a pretty cool little place.
New To Me.
New To Me.
Yeah.
Where is that?
It's in the, it's on Front Street, but it's in the back where the bank is.
It's like the old town.
Oh, you go, you go in the back entrance and it's right there.
They do have a front entrance between Grandpa's candy shop or whatever. Yeah. There's that little stairway. Okay. You can actually go. There's a door. It says New To Me there. And you just, it takes you up top and then you go in through there.
Yeah, you got
to
go around the halls. But yeah.
Cool. It's a cool little shirt.
A maze. It's a maze.
Some of the 90s stuff, I think, right? I mean, they had 90s shirts and band stuff. So, yeah.
Hoodies and.
So, and there's people walking around with walkers and stuff, shopping in there. And canes. And
new tennis balls. You
exactly.
Know,
I remember back in the day.
Back in the day.
And they play classical music.
So it's all, the 90s. It's all my friends and stuff and all my coworkers and all people my age are going to be in there and doing it.
Exactly. Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
So all of that leads us into, tell us what you think of this show.
Oh, no. We should have done that before. Sorry.
You can send us your feedback on Facebook. Review us on your whatever podcast catcher you use. If you're interested in writing for us, you can get a hold of us via that way and via our email. Suzanne, what's that email?
FallStreetPress@gmail.com.
So again, let us know what you think of the show. If you want to contribute, you know, we are more than happy to.
More than happy, yes.
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 How happy are you?
Uh-oh.
So happy.
So happy we can have a
say it's not a can of cinnamon rolls in the pocket.
So, yeah, before we jump into our roundtable, how has everybody been this month?
Quite gassy, but, you know.
Oh, yeah?
It lightens the spirit.
It does. Oh, my gosh. Good. I mean, it's almost spring, guys. I mean, it's feeling like it's Ohio, so it's up and down, but it's going to be coming any time. I just know it.
Yeah, I'm hoping
we stuff, so why not?
I started to weed. I have a lot of my peonies are coming up, and I have a lot of, you know, those little green onion, like they're not scaled. Yeah.
Those
things.
They are. I don't
wild onions. They're all over my front garden bed, so I was trying to dig them out, but I didn't have any tools.
Cook them.
I don't think you're supposed to.
I don't know.
Yes, absolutely you can. If there actually are onions, you can cut those up. Those are scallions. It's a fucking wild scallion. That's what it is.
They do, when they get big, they do shape kind of like a scallion.
That's what they are. That's a scallion. That's what a scallion is.
Okay, well, I don't like them, and I wish they would stop growing, and they need to get removed.
They smell like if you're just like hitting them or anything like that. It's just like that. Ugh.
Yeah. It smells like an onion.
You can tickle people's noses with them.
Oh, man.
Oh, jeez.
Ease.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Sorry, Bart.
Muting.
Muting.
Not muting.
Never harmed an onion. So why should they make me cry? Potatoes I've mashed and berries I've crushed. I've made an artichoke, and that's not all. I've also whipped cream and beaten an egg. Yes, I've even made them.
So, into the round table. Last week, the Planning and Zoning Commission discussed an amendment to the current ordinance concerning residents having chickens.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
The chicken talk.
It's nothing to balk at.
One of our neighbors has some.
Well, one of your current neighbors? Like
down the street, the end of the street, yes.
The end of our street, right next to the...
Do they have a larger acreage?
No, they're right next to
right around the corner here on...
Yeah, it's right, right on the corner of...
Marilyn and Francis.
Yes.
Yeah, no, there is not rural at all. They're as city as you get.
Yep.
And, somebody around
it's a small little coop, and they probably have three or four, and I think between two and four chickens, like from what I can tell. And they have one rooster. I think they might have had the vocal cords snipped because they won't produce eggs unless there's a rooster.
I don't think that's true. And I don't know anything about a vocal cords being snipped, but he doesn't cockadoodle do anymore. I haven't seen it. Yeah, but we used to hear it
all times of the night and the morning and the day. And
yeah, like four in the morning.
And then if you had your window open, we could hear it. We have a neighbor on the end of the street. She said it was loud as hell, even inside a room with the windows closed, and she drove her nuts. She always fantasized about going over there and cooking it.
Oh, yikes.
Ooh, well, currently, the law says it's only permitted in rural, residential, and the national park districts because they have larger acreage.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
This new ordinance might allow up to four chickens on local properties, provided a proper distance from property lines, and there's no rooster.
Okay, got it. There you go.
Oh.
Yeah, they lay without a rooster.
So they might have gotten rid of the rooster or eaten them. I mean, who knows? So. Because he
doesn't make noise anymore. How they got rid of the rooster.
Yeah.
Or somebody took care of it.
Or that.
Or the city forced them to get rid of it, right? Yeah. So, yeah.
Because, I mean, most people wouldn't give a shit if you had chickens in the backyard, as long as it wasn't waking you up at all hours of the day, you know, going coo, 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 coo.
No, this thing was cock-a-doodle doing.
All the time.
It was crazy.
Like, not even just the morning, just all the time.
Mm-hmm.
The problem also lies in that, you know, the smell.
Yes.
Yeah. It's pretty foul.
And it can bring coyotes or something like that into people's properties.
That's true.
And there's a concern if you have smaller dogs or even larger dogs. If you know, if somebody has chickens in your neighborhood, it might bring them into the residential areas. Not only your dogs, or you know, it could potentially be, you know, a hazard for going around the streets and stuff. So, I mean, there's a lot of things to consider about this. I'm not sure how I feel about allowing chickens in our area,
because Cuyahoga Falls, these yards are tiny.
Well, I mean, and it's at the end of Second Street, right before it goes down the hill to the light. So before it goes back into one street, you know, near the Gorge Park, that's where it is. It's like the right there, and the chicken coop is actually right up against. If you go walk like two or three feet beyond the chicken coop, and there's a big hill that goes down to Second Street, so it's like right on Second Street, technically. And I've never noticed the smell. We walk by it, you know, all the time. But I mean, I understand why people.
Well, they could probably keep it clean, but some people might not be keeping it clean all the time. Sure. And you probably have to do it, you know, daily, if not twice. Yeah. I mean, they are messy and disgusting, but I don't know. I don't know. I think that there's a lot of issues that we could have. We already have some coyotes and foxes that are running around our, you know, residential area, and, you know, they can dash out in front of you and.
Sure.
Or they can go after your small pets. And I mean, there's a lot of things that I think to be considered about allowing people to have their own chickens. I mean, yeah, I guess I can understand eggs are expensive now, right? So, but
yeah, I mean, if they're maintained well, they don't have a rooster and they're in coops.
Yeah.
Then, you know, that maintains, that cleans, keeps the mess contained and the threat of predators contained.
That's true. So, that's true.
See how it goes, I guess.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Now, are people able to speak?
Yes. Now, this has only gone through the Planning Commission.
Okay.
And they did they passed it with one no vote.
Yeah, I saw.
So there was at least one person that said no.
I read our city council minutes that were posted, and that's a good reminder that we post city council notes on what was discussed during the meetings every week. So I did. I go and I read that, and I was reading about that. So I don't know. I'm not sure how I feel about it.
This will go up to council in a few weeks.
In a few weeks.
Yeah, and then you can get it. The public will be allowed to provide input.
Oh, okay. Boy, that'll be an interesting one.
I tell you, one of my pet peeves is people parking too close to your driveway so you can't put your freaking garbage cans out. Because you'd have to put them on your driveway. And that bothers me way more than any chickens ever would. That
Okay, I was like, where are you going with that?
Yeah, Steve totally did a hey, look at that squirrel moment.
It's like it's just a fucking dick move. You don't give a fuck about your neighbors. Oh, fuck boy. You know, that's what that is to me. And
well, street parking's been a contentious thing all the time.
Well, no, there's an ordinance against it. You have to park so many feet away from the entrance of the driveway. It is. Otherwise, you can get a ticket. But you got to call the cops on their not emergency line, and they will come out, and they will give the car a ticket.
Hmm.
But that means you're being a dick. And I don't want to be a dick neighbor, you know.
Be a dick.
So I guess I got to go over and ask them nicely.
Oh, my. Good luck with that. Yep.
Yeah.
What you do is take some of the chicken poop, and you smear it all over their windshield.
What? I missed that. I was too busy muting, scolding
Steve. Make the chicken poop over their windshield?
Oh, man. Yeah,
go take some of the chicken crap and, you know, smear it on there. The windshield.
Smear it on there real nice.
Our chickens fly. Okay. Chicken voting coming up soon and next subject, perhaps.
Maybe our neighbors on 8th will get rid of their chickens. No.
The ones that just wander around everywhere.
Oh, they're loose?
Oh, my God.
They get loose every once in a while and you're like, hey, chickens are out here.
That's really? I'm like, look. Dinner's walking around.
Jeez, no.
Yes.
Murderer.
Yes.
Well, the high school has chickens too now.
Really?
Yeah. But part of their garden and farming classes, they have chickens too.
Where do they keep them?
They have a coop thing.
In a coop.
Remember? Huh. I've never seen it.
I think with the high school, it falls under that rural residential.
Probably. Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember seeing the post about it, and then people were like, does that mean we're allowed to have chickens now? So.
Yeah, because I assume they're outside.
Yeah, I'll have to find the old story about that.
Probably near the fields or something like that.
That's a big enough distance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Interesting.
So next, there is a new speakeasy in Cuyahoga Falls, and they're keeping with speakeasy theme that they're not telling anybody where it is.
Yes. I haven't seen anybody give up the ghost, so to speak, on Talk of the Town yet.
I know they have one inside the works.
And yeah, I knew that.
I knew
not that.
That
one, though. That.
Yeah. And I did hear a rumor before Craft Beer Bar closed, and now it's part of the MAGA disgusting world. I think they were actually had one installed, or they're going to put one in, so I have a feeling it might be in there or thereabouts. That's my guess. I don't know.
Isn't it open though now? I mean, wasn't it like open last weekend?
It was.
That's what I heard. Yeah.
So you have to go find it, and I mean, I don't know. I don't know how do you find it. Are there clues? I mean, what do you?
I mean, technically, the Tiki Underground is like a tiki themed speakeasy, essentially. So.
Yeah.
I wouldn't. No, because it's not hidden.
It's not, but it's
no, super, but it has super that kind
hard
of vibe.
To get into.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the vibe more than.
Well, it is hard to get into. I saw Tiki Underground posted.
So we're not taking any more walk-ins.
We're not taking any more walk-ins. There's a 3-hour wait or wait list or something yesterday on Facebook. I was like, damn.
Yeah, you go in there and put your number down and you just go somewhere else and then they'll call you and ask you if you want to come because there's a spot. That's literally how bad it is.
Wow.
They are working on a patio in the back.
They have the room for it back there for sure.
Yeah.
You have to go at like 4 right when they open.
Yes.
If you want to get service. Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's really tasty.
I mean, it's good for them, just not good for
some of the best mixed drinks I've ever had. They're fantastic. So
yeah.
Yeah, they were good at the festival, at the thing they had.
The bar crawl, pub crawl.
Yeah, the Tiki Flea.
Oh, Tiki Flea. That's right. I remember.
So, have you guys heard any rumors or ideas of where the speakeasy might be?
No.
You know what? No. And it's weird because apparently they have hours, but
Do we know what hours are?
It's like, where is it? Where are you posting these hours?
They're probably like, why is there nobody in this place?
Wasn't there a picture of it or something?
There was a picture of the inside.
There was.
But I'm like, that doesn't really give much away.
No.
And it's like, where?
They did give a clue. Like, it was an old bank something. An old, like, bank entrance that it looks like an old bank entrance. I don't know.
Okay, is that what they're going to, like, start giving clues out, you think, and seeing if you can figure it out?
Maybe if they don't get a lot of business, they might give clues out. But I don't know. I think a lot of people have been there.
Their Watson Speakeasy. Okay, so I'm looking at their Instagram page.
Oh.
Which doesn't help whatsoever because it's just pictures of their drinks.
Does it have a name?
Watson.
Watson. Oh.
Because it's about.
Sherlock Holmes.
No.
Oh.
Alexander Graham Bell's partner.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I remember.
Could be a complete a-hole and go to the ODLC, the Ohio Department of Liquor Control, and find the permit and
oh, have the address. No, that's
not it. No, because they could, it could be just under a name, and it's owned by Testa. So it might just be under
Testa's name. It's probably, what's the burger place that used to be right down here, right by Kraft? Where Kraft used to be. What's the name that tested?
Butcher and Sprout.
Butcher and Sprout. That's my guess. It's near. It's in Butcher and Sprout. That's, if I have to guess, that's probably.
So you're thinking that they're around that area. Okay. Yeah.
Because he owns all those buildings. Testa does. Joel does. Yeah.
Look at us being like Sherlock Holmes. Speaking of Sherlock Holmes and Watson. Interesting. Well, even if we knew, we're not going to spoil it for people. So. No.
And just based on the inside, something tells me that's a pretty pricey drink.
Oh, yes. Probably. Yeah. Yeah. But they probably don't have prices or anything on there either, right?
No, they do have prices. A $18 drink, a spiced rum.
Oh, geez. Okay.
Trying to make it exclusive. They make an extra profit on that drink.
Yeah. An $18 bourbon.
Well, I mean, if it's really good bourbon.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I don't drink, but even I know that's.
Mike likes bourbon.
Inexpensive.
Yes.
Yep. Well, Tiki Underground's prices aren't much less. Some of the drinks are in that price range. And then, you know, so it's in the ballpark of a good tasty cocktail, like a craft cocktail.
If you're going to go have one, it's not too bad.
No, that's what you do. You just have one or two and that's it. You're done.
They have an exclusive locally sourced CBD infused ginger beer.
Okay.
Now they just have to finish it off with some drops of THC and it'd be perfect.
I know. It's missing a little something, something.
Yeah. Because CBD works better in conjunction with THC when, because they're like, you know, they bind them together and it works better when they're taken at the same time versus just CBD by itself.
And then
and just THC by itself.
And you spend the night with a round of ABCs?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
If in the mood, sure.
So something completely different. The annual Egg Dash is happening on Saturday, April 8th at 11 a.m. at 6 different locations. Bring your own basket or bag to find candy and eggs at DeWitt, Lincoln, Preston, Price, Richardson, or Woodridge Middle School.
Is there an age? Is there an age requirement? That sounds pretty tasty. I don't have young kids anymore, but I like some.
Jen's like chocolate. Yeah.
Yeah.
So she'll be.
I'll be pushing the kids
pushing
over.
The toddlers out of the way.
I saw that first. There's probably an age limit.
I would imagine. So.
Yeah. Should have an adult one.
Well, you could just say you were born on February 29th.
There you go.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if they mean mental age or like actual age.
Well, then I might qualify. So yeah.
I mean, mentally, I'm only like 8.
Yeah.
Well, see, there you go. You could go.
Next, the Spring Fling Family Dance from Parks and Rec will be taking place at the Downtown Pavilion on Friday, April 14th. Tickets are $12 per person, which supports the Cuyahoga Falls Partnership for the Parks. And for families, this ticket includes dinner, a DJ, photo booth, and a craft for children.
Oh, so cool.
And finally, the Works will be holding a sensory family night on April 18th from 4 to 8:30 p.m. with adjustments to lighting and sound and plenty of sensory activities.
So what type of sensory activities do you think they're going to be having? Is this going to apply for kids that aren't sensory, have sensory issues?
I have been in the Works once,
mm-hmm.
and it was overwhelming.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, from what I think I read that announcement that Works put out, and don't quote me on this, but my understanding is it's for people who have those sensory problems a problem, and they freak out.
Yeah.
So they tone everything down, they turn some of the machines off, turn the light, dim the lights, and make it less overwhelming for them so they can enjoy the space.
Yeah, no, I think that'll be a great idea if that's true. Do you think it's just for kids? Because I would love to go up because I think it's meant for
kids, but it's for everybody.
Yeah.
Maybe everyone that has sensory processing issues.
Not like you're going to knock them out of the way and steal their chocolate egg. So, you know.
That's true. That's true. Not, you know, I'm not as like, you know, brutal as some on this podcast.
This guy right here.
Do, 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 do.
Mine.
Oh,
really?
Oh, I missed that.
Do it again, Mike.
Is that for sure?
You just looked
it up. He looked it up. This is okay. This is getting edited out, obviously.
Okay.
Yeah, it says it's located.
So probably underneath, like in the basement area, because it looked kind of like
door, a... Or next door, like maybe they took over.
Well, okay.
Next door is the, was the...
They're still there, though, aren't they?
Yeah, they. I thought they are.
That was a large space. Maybe they just cut off part of the space and turned it into something else.
But is for real? I guess that's the question.
Oh, you think maybe they left the smart.
We'll have to go investigate.
Yes, go get a picture of it. We won't say where it is, but we can say we found it.
That
might be a good idea, actually.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind going once and having a drink. I mean,
yeah.
And $100 there, but
I tell you, if someone gives me a chocolate egg, I might tell them where it is.
Guys, I have some good news. So if you're working at home and you want to get outside because, you know, we have, hopefully knock on wood, getting nicer weather, Cuyahoga Falls has a solution for you. They have these tables out there by downtown Cuyahoga Falls, right by like where Leo's and Ohio Brewery is, and it is they're solar powered generators, and they also have a USB, am I saying that right? USB, USB-C, and QI wireless charging, so you can come and like put your cell phone on there and charge it, bring your laptop, and they have like the little umbrellas, they look, you know, so you protect you from the sun, and you can work outside now. It's solar powered to be able to charge those up, so.
Yeah, and a couple of them are also wheelchair friendly.
Oh, nice.
It sounds like anything that can be charged by a USB cord can be come over and charged. So it can be anything that takes a USB cord.
And, and there's also wireless charging, yes, too.
Well, that you got to put your phone down for it to work.
Yeah.
So yeah, it looks like there's something like up, like they have something that's kind of like up where you can put your phone on it and then put your laptop on the bottom where you can type. So,
right.
Hey, guys, guess what time it is?
What time is it?
Bards Arts. Oh, that was good.
So metal.
Yep.
The Cuyahoga Valley Scenic Railroad will be one of the special guests at this year's All City Art Walk. They have a model train, and you'll be able to learn about the historic murals that have been restored in their train cars.
Oh, that's very cool.
Like they're painted in their train cars or on the train? Oh, okay.
In. And as we record today, right now, the first issue of the locally created comic Gum is being released. Issue 1 tells the story of three friends who have their lives changed forever by a mysterious pack of, you guessed it,
gum.
Oh.
It was created by local artists Zach Nelson, Eric Nelson, the late Jake Nelson, and Jordan Agarenzo. And for more information, you can visit their Instagram page at Gum the Comic.
I like
that. Are these young, like, are they teenagers or the?
Yeah, they're about my age.
Okay. Teenagers then.
And I want to say that's young, but no, it's not.
Oh, Gum. All right. Interesting.
Youth is perspective. You're younger than us.
That's true. Yes. That's true.
And registration for kids' summer art camps at Cuyahoga Valley Art Center has already started. Grades 2 through 5 will be able to go on art explorations, while middle and high schoolers will learn to draw and paint from life. The camps are $125 per week, and scholarships are available.
Nice.
That's really cool. Mm-hmm. I love the fact they do make scholarships, too. Fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Art Absolutely. Should be accessible for everyone.
Agreed.
So we want to thank our listeners for joining us this week, and remember that we do want to hear your ideas for interviewees, for articles, if you'd like to contribute. You can shout all those out to us at, what's the email?
Falls3Press@gmail.com.
And of course, keep checking the website for podcast episodes, for new articles, everything.
Yes. City council minutes.
Right. All the exciting local goings on.
Mm-hmm.
Shenanigans and wonderful things.
Yes.
And wonderful shenanigans.
Shenanigans. Next one to say shenanigans gets pistol whipped.
Shenanigans.
Pistol whip? Oh. What's that about?
I'm just happy I could say it. Shenanigans.
It's a fun word to say, for sure.
Yes.
Yeah. And they're fun to do. That's why, you know, they can go together.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that bar?
Shenanigans.
Oh!
That would be a good name for a bar.
It would. Irish bars called Shenanigans.
Oh, God. Jesus.
That was a supreme dad joke.
It was.
A plus, Stephen.
Yep.
Just a softball lob there. Just kind of.
Yeah. Bye, listeners. Sorry, we had to put you through that.
I'm sorry. I can't make those jokes. It would just be too faux pas.
Oh.
There it is.
Nice.
Oh.
A faux pas.
Yes. Teenager Bart hits one out of the park.
Yep.
I wish I was a teenager and not like 6 months away from being 40.
Oh,
being a teenager, you didn't have to, yeah, you still could live in the nest. You didn't have to pay bills.
We did not know how good we had it.
Kathy's a few years ahead of me, but I'm getting ready to be able to eat off the senior menu.
Oh, double nickels.
Yeah.
And Steve's excited about his
savings.
Get
that senior discount.
Woohoo. Yes. The perfect retirement, man.
If I'm only they had a discount for beer, then I'll really be excited.
Listeners, goodbye. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Later. Bye-bye.
Later, alligator.
Fallscast is a production of the Falls Free Press in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. Please check out the Falls Free Press at fallsfreepress.com or on social media at facebook.com/fallsfreepress. We thank you for listening to this episode, which was recorded and edited by Bart Sullivan. Please subscribe to our podcast and tell your call to Falls friends and family so they can listen as well.
Giggity.
So, before we... Bart's like, I just had like an out of body
long
experience.
Long pause.
He was a deep internal.
He was like, how can I save this?
And he's like, I can't come back from this.
Focus.
Focus. All right, focus. Sorry. We're good.